Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty universal, actually, buying a car. Specifically, we're looking at Chevrolets, and our source material is, well, it's simple, but really revealing. It's excerpts from a guide called How to Find the Best Financing Deals for Your Chevrolet Purchase. So our mission today, let's unpack what that title really means. Why is finding the best financing deals so critical for you, the buyer? What challenges does that phrase even hint at? Okay, let's dig in.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? Right away, that title tells you buying a car isn't just picking a color or model. It's a major financial step. And the fact that a guide like this exists, well, it highlights that getting the finances right is, you know, maybe just as important as the car itself. It's not just about the vehicle, it's about the whole deal structure.
Absolutely. And here's where it gets really interesting for me. Most people, I think, when they're excited about a new car, they kind of zero in on that monthly payment figure. But this title, How to Find the Best Financing Deals, it flags something deeper, doesn't it? I mean, why do you even need a specific guide for that? Doesn't that kind of imply there are, like, traps or complexities, things you need special info to avoid?
Exactly. And that raises a really important question for you listening. What does best financing deal actually mean? It's not just the lowest interest rate they flash at you. Not at all. It suggests there's this whole mix of things, your loan term, how much you put down, your trade-in value, maybe hidden fees. They all combine to determine what's truly best for your specific situation, right? Like, think about stretching a loan from, say, 60 months to 72. The payment looks lower, sure, but you could end up paying thousands more in interest over time. That's the kind of nuance this guide probably gets into.
That's a huge point. Yeah. People walk in thinking, oh, okay, I'll haggle the price down, but maybe the real game, the real leverage, is actually in the financing office.
Yeah.
We've all heard stories, right? Someone gets a great deal on the car itself, but then years later they realize, wow, I paid way more in interest than I thought.
So what kind of complexities do you think this guide helps clear up?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really suggests that if you don't understand this stuff, you could easily miss out. Miss out on, you know, real savings or terms that actually fit your budget better long term. The title alone tells you options aren't all equal. They vary a lot.
Okay.
So the guide probably breaks down things like getting financing directly from your bank versus going through the dealer, and how getting pre-approved before you shop gives you way more power.
Right. Leverage.
Exactly. And it probably explains the APR, the annual percentage rate. That's the key number because it includes interest and fees, giving you the true cost of borrowing. It helps you compare apples to apples. So what does this all mean for you, the person maybe thinking about a new Chevy? It means, yeah, get excited about the car, but you've got to be strategic about the money side, really informed. Getting that financing right, like this source suggests, it can have a massive impact down the road. We're talking maybe thousands saved over the loan's life. It's really about empowering yourself, making choices that are good for your wallet, not just your driveway.
Yeah, the core takeaway is pretty clear, I think. Just the title of a guide like this shows how crucial it is to be smart and informed about car loans. It's like a map to avoid those common pitfalls and find what's genuinely the best deal for you personally. So maybe the final thought for you is this. When you're ready for that big purchase, like a car, what steps will you actually take to make sure you're looking beyond the vehicle itself and finding the financial setup that truly fits?